Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. How are you doing, family? You know what's up? Come on in, come on in. Go ahead and drop your bag, your purse, take off your shoes, your jacket, get comfortable. Go ahead in our beautiful kitchen and grab you something to drink, something warm, something soothing, something relaxing. Right? And just come on in our room, have a sit down, go ahead and prop your feet up there on the ottoman, take a deep breath in, exhale slow. What's up? What's going on, family? How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? I hope all is well with you. I hope everyone is doing good. Your family's doing well, right? Everybody's just chillaxing. Yeah, I said it, chillaxing, right? I'm not going to be on here long, but I wanted to come on here and just bless you with a little nugget. Yes. I was taking my private time here and just, you know, allowing God to minister to me, of course, and, you know, just looking at certain things and whatnot and coming across certain videos and being uplifting and inspired and all that good stuff. And, a word dropped in my spirit basically. And, I decided just to dig a little deeper on that, and it felt right. You know, it just felt right for me to come on here and just talk to you about it. It's kind of cute, but it is impactful though. And so I'm going to call this episode, Don't Catch What Ain't Yours. Don't catch what ain't yours. Okay. And you know what we are dealing with right now. You know what's up. You know people are pouring it in through social media, through the news outlets out there about the importance of washing your hands and keeping your area clean and sanitized and all of those things, which we should, right? Which we should be doing that, you know? But there are people who are still not doing that. Let's keep it real. There are people who are not consistently washing their hands. There are people who are not protecting themselves. There are people who are totally being, you know, they just being ignorant, honestly. They just don't have a care, you know. There are people who are spiteful like that, right? And also, not just in the physicalness of what we need to do to protect ourselves, but also in the spiritual realm as well. There are people who are not into the word or not getting into the word. There are people who are walking by their Bibles right now as we speak. You know, they're not picking up the word of God and getting into the word and allowing the word of God to protect you, you know, from what the enemy is, you know, showcasing, you know, in front of your face, right? And if you do not humble yourself and really get back into the word of God, you're going to catch a case. You're going to catch something that does not belong to you. Come on now. Just because the virus is there, that doesn't mean that you can take it, that you can welcome it in and say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take it all in. Just because you have someone that has a negative attitude, that don't mean you're going to let them in your space, right? Come on now. Don't catch what ain't yours, right? And we have to be we have to use common sense. Honestly, y'all, we have to be really intelligent enough to know better and to do better. Right? And we also have to watch what we say, right? We got to be mindful of what comes out of our mouths. And that's so important because you hear it on the news. You hear what President Trump says half the time, the things that he's been saying. You know what I mean? It has caused so much confusion, so much chaos, so much fear in this United States of America. right? And people are just riding his words. And if they don't be careful, it's going to ride them into destruction, right? And we got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to know where we stand, you know, in the Word of God, right? And not just President Trump, but just people in your life. There's people that are speaking negative. There are people who are spewing out words of fear all around you. Right? It seems like everywhere you turn around, somebody got something scary to say. You know? Oh my God, we need to, I'm not going to go to the store. I'm not going to the supermarket because I don't know who them 20 people are, because you know now they are limited the amount of people that are coming, you know, that comes to the stores now. When it was 50, now they say 20, and all these numbers. I don't even know the exact amount, exact numbers, but they are not allowing more than 100 people to come in the store. Now, honestly, I'll be real with you. Around this time of day and this in the morning, you know, go to Kroger's right now, it ain't even a lot of people in the store as a rule. Around this time right now, the parents, the stay-at-home family, moms or dads, you know, they are dropping their kids off to school. People, the majority of them are already at work. And those who are, you know, that are stay-at-home parents, they go to the store if need be. And the store is still empty. As big as the store is, it's still empty. So, you know, I mean, that's not really a huge loss, if you will, for the grocery stores anyway, you know. But you got people who are afraid, like, I'm not going to the store. If we didn't get eggs when we were there last time, well, we ain't gonna get no eggs. That, you know, we do without. We ain't got no bread, we do without, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People are coming out here and just speaking all kinds of crazy because of a fear, because of what was said, right? And you don't have to catch that. You don't have to allow that to come into your space and start contaminating your thinking, start contaminating your thoughts. Come on now. You don't catch what doesn't belong to you. Right? You would have to learn how to guard your mouth. Because when you do that, it preserves your life. Right? But when somebody opens up their mouth and starts speaking crazy, it's going to cause some things. It's going to cause confusion. It's going to cause some distress. It's going to cause some worry, right? And why would you want that? Why would you catch that? You can't afford that right now, right? Let your speech always be gracious, right? Be a blessing to someone that might be, you know, experiencing some fear and some doubts, right? Let your speech be gracious. Let it be fulfilling, right? Let it be soothing to the soul, y'all, right? A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. And we have heard that. Right? Through the course of these past few days and weeks, right? And that happens pretty much all over. Before this coronavirus really came in full effect, you know, you probably were dealing with people who always was talking perverse language, right? You probably were around people like that. You know what I'm saying? And now it's doubled more. It has intensified now, you know, because of what we are seeing happening in our communities. My husband had just posted something to me earlier this morning when I was on here, you know, looking at some scriptures and everything. And he had posted to let me know, and my oldest daughter know, that they have closed, or they are closing the malls now. And my daughter works at one of the malls here. And so she won't be working. And even yesterday, when the malls were open, there were some stores that had already closed anyway, And I think some of you, depending on, you know, where you are right now, I think you probably have already seen that. The malls that's closest to where you are, that some stores had already shut down. There was just very few stores in those big malls that stayed open, but the majority of the stores had closed. So now they made it official, you know, coming around 12 noon today, that all stores, and well, the malls, period, is going to be closed. And, when they hear stuff like this, because every day is something new. Every day they add on to the list of closures, of what's going to be closed, what's not going to be open, you know, for the next 2 weeks or the next 30 days, right? And it, you know, if you allow that stuff to feed into your spirit, it's going to freak you out. And I know you have been exposed to some people who are already panicking. That's why it's called a pandemic, because it's already started a panic, you know, around the world, if you will. And of course, some of you probably are aware of another celebrity, Idris Elba. You know, he got exposed to the virus as well, and he got the virus by hanging with someone, or just connecting with that person that also got the virus as well. And he went to get checked, and that's when he found out he was positive for it. And yet, you know, he came on Instagram, on his Instagram, and came on live along with his wife. And, you know, he said he's fine. You know, he don't have any symptoms or anything as of right now. But, you know, he just came on to just remind people about to be discreet, you know, to now to really be on high alert, you know, to be sensible, you know. And that person that person had to know, honestly, because they found out too. But if you know that you have the virus, don't expose yourself like that. You know, again, be discreet. Use some common sense. If you know you have the virus, stay your backside home. It's just that simple. Come on now. As I said before, you know, in the beginning, you know, that there are people who don't care. There are people who will still walk out the door knowing they have the virus. They've been tested and everything, but there are people who will still go out there anyway and expose themselves to other people. Come on now. But here's the thing. This ain't nothing new. That behavior, that's not new, y'all. That's not new. Because how many of us have seen or read articles about people exposing their, you know, themselves to people, and they have the HIV virus, and then you find out that that person, when they get caught, that they had exposed not that partner they were with, but they had exposed countless of other people that they've been involved in. See? So, you know, that even though they are throwing out all the precautions and the warning signs and everything, there's going to be somebody that's still going to go ahead and be a knucklehead and go ahead and expose the people that they are around. Come on now. And not just this, the virus itself, but people will go ahead and expose their negative attitude. People are going to expose their, you know, their hate. And that's been going around for years and generations, man. That is considered a virus too. You know, the virus of the negative mindset. Come on now. Don't catch what doesn't belong to you. You don't have to be in the midst of that, right? So you have to be careful of what you say. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruits. I don't want to eat death. I don't want to eat no negative words out of my mouth. I don't want to reap that. You know, I don't want to kill myself based on what came out of my mouth. And not just myself, but even the people that I come in contact with. even people that I talk to. You know, I don't want to go ahead and spew out negative hurt or negative bitterness out to people, you know, and cause, you know, a strain, cause a chain reaction. That's what I'm trying to say. A chain reaction. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. You got to have some type of discipline in your speech, in what you say. Come on now. We got to be careful of what we say. We have to start declaring and decreeing, you know, some positive words that can bless us as well as others. We got to be careful of that, man. And those that are exposing all that negative vibe out there, just shut the door. Shut your ear gate, your eye gate, your mouth gate. Come on. Shut your heart. Come on now. Shut the door. Because you don't have to catch what ain't yours. It don't have your name on it. So why are you going to expose yourself to that ignorance? Why are you going to expose yourself to that foolishness? You have power in your mouth. So you have to use it wisely, right? You got to be discreet on that. See, discretion will protect you. Understanding will guard you, y'all. A good mind will keep you. A good mind will protect you. Come on, y'all. A good mind. And we have to be discreet. Yes, be cautious. Be aware of what is going on in your neck of the woods, right? You got to be, you know, make sure you keep up to date in terms of the CDC. Right? God wants us to be knowledgeable of what's going on in our surroundings. He doesn't want us to be ignorant and be blind. Right? Because a lot of us are being ignorant and we are being blind. But that's fear anyway. Come on now. A lot of us don't want to hear this stuff. You know, we're like, I just want to run away from it because it's too much. It's too much. It's too much. But even through all what was going on around us, it doesn't have to affect us. Come on now. We are safe in his arms. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. You got to know this, beloved. Don't catch what is not yours, what does not belong to you. It doesn't have your name on it. So yes, having a good mind will keep you. It will cover you. Having the word of God in your life, his word will keep you. It will cover you. It will protect you. It will shield you. Come on now. Right? And the intelligence of the good will deliver you. Have an understanding. Have a discernment. It will guard you. Come on. He wants us to be highly intelligent with his word. As our foundation, as our guard, as our shield, as our cover, as our armor. He wants us to stand rooted and grounded in his word in spite of what the enemy is showcasing, you know, through social media, through the news outlet, even with our families and our friends. Come on now. Yeah, I'm looking out my window right now and it is quiet on the roads. Very few cars are coming and going. Normally it would be a little more busier than where it is now. You know, around 5 o'clock, you know, that's rush hour. I guarantee you go on the highway right now, it ain't gonna be no rush hour. Right? Around between 3 and 5, that's when it starts getting a little bit heavy on the track, on the highway. Now, I don't work, you know, but when I have to go on the highway, it's basically when I'm going to church, you know, to drop my daughter off, you know, to practice or going to a meeting or whatever. And around that time, that's when, you know, the incoming traffic that's going the opposite direction where I'm going, it's almost gridlock. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, crowded of cars coming from all different directions, especially the merging lane that's merging into the traffic and all of that. That's a lane, that's a line itself. But I guarantee you, if I go out there around that time, you know, I guarantee you, you won't even have to worry about traffic. You ain't got to worry about sitting there for 10, 15 minutes or whatever, you know, going 10 miles per hour. You know what I'm saying? But people will look at what they see and they will, you know, start to panic. They will start to become afraid. They'll start to allow, you know, their thoughts to get the best of them. And then the next thing you know, they're going to start spewing out some scary things, right? And it's going to cause some panic. It's going to cause some disorder. It's going to start causing some confusion. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to be confused. He wants us to be discouraged. He wants us to you know, fly out of the handle and just be totally ignorant. He wants us to be mad. He wants us to separate ourselves from the promises of what God says in his word. He wants us to not pick up the word of God. He wants us to not pray. He wants us to not, you know, not believe in what God says about keeping us safe. He wants us to be ignorant. And you are opening up the doors and letting him in to take complete control over your household, to take complete control over your mindset. Don't catch what does not belong to you. Don't catch what's not yours. Don't catch that spirit. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Come on now. While at the same time, yes, you still do the physical part of what is required. And that is, you know, washing your hands and sanitizing and everything. And if you need to go out, because a lot of us, some of us, we have to go out. We got to go to work because not everything is closed. The hospitals has to stay open. Come on now. The police officers, they got to do their jobs. The fire department, they got to work. You know what I'm saying? Certain businesses has to remain open. And some of you work in those facilities. And you got to go out there. You just go ahead and cover, and you cover yourself accordingly. You protect yourself accordingly, but know without a shadow of a doubt that the word of God got you covered. And even those of you who work in the medical field, you know, some of you might have to be around people that has already, you know, contracted the disease. But know that you are covered by the blood of the Lamb, that you are safe in his arms, that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He has his angels wrapped all around you. You do not need to fear. Do not be dismayed, because God is with you everywhere you go. You got to know that, beloved. You got to stand rooted and grounded in his word, right? Allow his word to saturate you. Let it feed your spirit. Because guess what? Yeah, the enemy is going to come and try to, you know, sidetrack you. Based on what you, based on what comes across you, you know, what you read on the, what you read on social media, or whether you hear on the news, on CNN or whatever, right? But immediately, once the enemy starts saying something negative, you go ahead and open up your mouth and say, that doesn't belong to me. I am covered by the blood of the Lamb. Okay? I will not get sick and I will not get broke. I will not be broke, because I know there's a lot of you out there that are home because your company, your job have closed doors. And of course, that right there is another fear-based situation that a lot of people are dealing with right now, because some of the stores are going to be closed for maybe 2 weeks, if not longer. And people are wondering how in the world I'm going to pay my bills, how in the world I'm going to pay my mortgage, how in the world I'm going to pay my rent, how in the world I'm going to pay, you know, pay for the medical bills. I need these medicines. I need the medicine for my children. I need this for my mother, or I need it for myself. How? People are freaking out now. Okay? But you know God got you. And you know, if you have been watching the news, right? If you've been looking through social media, that, you know, the governor within your state where you are, you know, they have already written information, documented some things about what's going to be available for those who are not able to, you know, to financially support themselves or not able to get the medication or the things that they need. So I know that they are, you know, working a way to help support that, right? See, God is taking care of his people, y'all. Okay? God is taking care of his people. He is taking care of your kids. He's taking care of the food situation. Since school is closed now for the majority of those in these United States, you know, now the districts are planning a food, a food drive, if you will, or hosting a venue or a place where kids can come and get food for free, you know, breakfast and lunch. That's a blessing, especially for those who are in need of it, right? And even in my district, you know, my husband had just posted that to me as well, just to let me know that come this Friday, that those families that who are in need, they are going to open up one of the schools, which is right down the street from where I live, for families to come, you know, for the kids to eat. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. Thank God for that. You know what I mean? Even if you do have the means, you know that's a blessing right there. But for, particularly for those who are really strapped at this point, they really don't have a whole lot of food in their homes. That's a blessing right there. See, God will make a way when there appears to be no way. He will take care of his people. Now, don't be foolish now and ignore all the opportunities that God is providing for you, even through the midst of all of this chaos, even through the midst of all of what's going on. God is still providing a way for you, beloved, for your family needs. Come on now. The grocery stores are still available to you. It's still available to us. And I take full advantage, honey. I ain't got to worry about a long line of people. I ain't got to worry about standing in line. I could just go ahead and take my sweet time. Because I'm pretty sure, if not already, they should have already filled up the shelves. When I went to Kroger's, maybe it was Friday, or I don't know which day it was. It was recent. And I had taken my daughter after I picked her up from work. And I needed to go to Kroger's for myself anyway, just to grab a couple of things. And, you know, we went into Kroger's. And it was some people there, of course. But when we walked down the aisles, because when we walk into Kroger's, you know, the what you see is the vegetables, the produce, you know, the vegetables in the fruit aisle, whatever. And when we walked down that aisle, when I tell you it was pretty much nothing there, I mean, all the salads are gone. And I'm talking about the packaged kind, the packaged salads, they were gone. All of the vegetables, the majority of them, the onions, very few was left, were gone, right? When we went down the meat aisle, when I tell you that whole, it was gone, y'all. The only meat that was left was the ground meat, like the Kroger brand. And I think ground turkey was there. But as far as like the steaks and the chops and, you know, and yeah, there was some chicken on the other side in that freezer container that they put the chicken in the center aisle there. There was chicken there. I did see that. But the shelves where they have all of the steaks and the pork chops and, you know, that was gone. Even the section where they have all the seafood, y'all, it in the case, y'all, that was gone. I'm like, Lanagosha. What? Wow. Me and my daughter was like, Lord have mercy. Is it really that serious? For some people, yeah. For some people, yeah. You know what I mean? And I was saying to my daughter, I said, yeah, the food may be gone, but the price still remains the same. You know, because you know the cost of seafood is sky high, it's expensive, right? Because they have the center aisle where they have some the frozen seafood, you know, in their packaging and stuff like that. That was still there. You know, like a bag of shrimps or a bag of lobster legs or whatever. They're like $15 or $12 or whatever. They were still there. Okay. So I was just, you know, telling my daughter, I said, yeah, the food may be gone, but the price still remained the same. They ain't dropped that price though, you know, but it didn't matter to a lot of people because they still went ahead and bought what they needed to buy. All I'm saying is you don't have to allow what you see to come into your heart and start causing chaos in your life because it doesn't belong to you. The behavior of this world does not belong to you. Don't get attracted to that, right? Don't get scared by that, right? God is providing for you. He always has and he always will, right? He got you. We are blessed. We may not have everything, but we are blessed. And I truly believe, y'all, where God has placed us, where we are positioned right now, this is the perfect time for all of us to count our blessings. This is the perfect time to give thanks to God. Because guess what? There's no distractions right now in your life. You're not at work. You're not dealing with customers. You're not dealing with students. You're not dealing with coworkers. You're not in no conference meetings. Okay. You're not having no conference calls for most of y'all. There's no distractions now. There's nothing that's pulling you away, you know, from spending time with God. This is the perfect time right now to spend time with God and giving him praise. Do y'all remember in the Word of God with Moses, you know, when he delivered his people, right? Do you remember, you know, that they had to be housed in their rooms because the angel of death was coming? You remember all those plagues that was coming before that? And God still carried his people. He still covered his people. You remember when, you know, with Joshua and the people had used the lamb's blood to cover the perimeter of the door? So when the death angel came, when the disease came, when all that stuff came, it didn't come in your house. It didn't come into your mindset. Come on now. And what did the people do while they were being, while all of that chaos was going on? They gave thanks to the Lord. They praised God. Come on now. They had praise and worship right there in their house. Come on with it. Okay? They were giving God glory. They were spending time with the Lord and spending time with their family and enjoying the abundance of what God put in stored in their life. This is the time where we need to do that. This is the time where we need to have praise and worship right now in our homes, giving God praise and glory. In spite of all what's going on around you, knowing that God has covered you, Take the time out and just pray over your house. Let me tell you something. I did that. Now, I did this a while back, you know, when everybody was out the house, I took the initiative to go ahead and get some oil out of my pantry and prayed over that baby. And I went on ahead and put the oil on every door in my house. Yes, I did. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every door, every entryway. Okay? I rebuke that devil. Come on now. Now, y'all, some of y'all may think, like, oh, that's a little bit too deep. Come on. The people that comes into your house, you don't know what they carrying. Come on. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. The people that comes into your threshold, that comes through your house, you don't know what they carrying. Just like you don't know who's carrying the virus right now, the people you are standing around with right now. So don't, if you want to come to me like that, I'm coming to you right now. Get your house in order. This is the perfect time, beloved, to get your house in order. You go ahead and get that oil, and you pray over that oil, and you go ahead and you start pleading the blood of Jesus. Mark your spot. Oh, come on now. Mark your spot. And I did, and the other day before yesterday, I think it was, when everyone was out the house, I went on and had a conversation with the Lord. And I also had a conversation with the devil too. Okay? Because the devil's been trying to attack us for the past several weeks, if not months, of trying to get us out of this house. Come on now. And I'm going to keep it real because you know how I am. I'm very transparent. Okay? And I'm not saying it for anybody to have a pity party over me. No, I'm being a blessing to somebody because the enemy comes in all different forms, shapes, and sizes. And he comes and he's trying to attack you in some kind of a way. And you have to go ahead and start fighting with the word of God. And that's what I did. And I spoke to the enemy and I said, devil, you have no authority over my house. I speak the blood of Jesus over you, that you don't have no power over my home. You don't have no power over in my marriage. You don't have no authority. Come on now. I told y'all, your mouth is going to bless you or it's going to hurt you. You have the power within you to speak the truth. Do not invite what the world is presenting out to you. It don't have your name on it. Do not allow what the enemy is tempting you with. Don't do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Yes, I get, yeah, you know, you get overwhelmed and you cry about it. I get that. But baby, that is the perfect time when you go ahead in your prayer closet, and you go ahead and cry out to God and say, God, you got this family. Lord, I don't know what you have in store for us, but I am trusting in you. No matter what the enemy is trying to throw at us, it is not going to penetrate us. It's not going to come in and take control over our home, over our mindset. No, it's not. And you need to take this time out, beloved, and you need to go ahead and declare and decree some things in your house right now. Declare and decree some things over your children. Since they're home with you right now, you better plead the blood of Jesus over your kids while they are home with you right now, because this ain't gonna last forever. This has an expiration date. You hear what I'm saying? So while your kids are home, plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. So when they do go back to school, you know that they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Come on now, because not just the coronavirus you got to fight over, but there are other viruses out there that's been out there before this virus even came to fruition, before this virus ever was ever exposed. Come on, you got the virus of hate, you got the virus of jealousy, you got the virus of bullying. Come on now, you got the virus of insecurity. Come on now, because that is contagious. Because if your kids are around people who are always speaking negative, they're always speaking something that, you know, that is poisonous to the mind, guess what? They're gonna go ahead and start receiving that stuff. So yeah, you got to plead the blood of Jesus over your kids. And you also got to minister to your children as well. Take full advantage of it. You don't. There's no excuse for most of you now, because if you're not working, your job is on lockdown. Oh, come on now. This is the perfect time to go ahead and reestablish yourself back into the Word of God and start ministering to your children. Come on. This is the perfect time right now to reestablish yourself in the Word of God and getting back into the Word and minister to your spouse. Come on, somebody. Come on. Don't catch what doesn't belong to you. It don't have your name on it. That doesn't belong to me. Fear does not belong to me, because God did not give me the spirit of fear. Come on. Stress doesn't belong to me. Come on. Come on now. Insecurity doesn't belong to me. Doubt doesn't belong to me. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. Because see, right now, this is what the enemy, he is tripping, y'all. He is laughing. He is rubbing his hands together. And he is saying, I got them now. Oh, yeah, they are in my control now. Come on. And not just the world. He's not even talking about the world. Because see, they blind right now. He's talking about the church. He's talking about us. And that's why I'm saying God has placed us in a perfect position where we need to take full advantage and be in discernment, be and get back into alignment of what God said he would do for you. Right? When you have understanding in his word, he's going to preserve you, beloved. He's going to preserve your family. Come on. He's going to protect. He's going to protect what you got and what is coming to you. Oh, my God. Ooh, come. Oh, Lord have mercy. Come on. Did you hear what I just said? Not only he's going to protect what you got, but he's going to protect what's coming to you. Oh, and this here, what's going on right now, y'all better be ready. Y'all better get ready. Come on now, because God is doing something new. He's doing a new thing. Come on. Take full advantage of this, beloved. Come on. Oh, my gosh. Come on. I'm the head, not the tail. Those of us who's been in the bottom, oh, get ready. It's going to be a flip over, okay? Those who've been in the top, it's going to be in the bottom. And those who've been in the bottom, it's going to be in the top. Y'all better be paying attention to what God is doing right now. That's why I'm saying y'all better have some understanding. You better have some discretion. Come on now. Don't get all boggled up and get caught up in what the world is producing, what the enemy is throwing out. It doesn't apply to you. Yes, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself and keep yourself safe and all of those things. But you got the word of God that's protecting you, baby. Trust me, you are good. You are good. You are good. And you stand on that. And you decree on that. Do not allow fear to come in. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't have your name on it. But what God has already planned for your life, the good of what he's working, it has your name on it. There are things that God is getting prepared for you right now that has your name on it. And this is the time to give God thanks for what he is about to do in your life. A lot of you have been going through some things. A lot of you have been dealing with some things. A lot of you have got things stripped away from you. Oh, but let me tell you something, beloved. Double for your trouble. All that you have been crying over, that you have been praying over, come on, that you have been fasting over. Oh, my God, get ready, get ready, get ready. 2 weeks, if not 30 days from now, watch the overflow. Come on, watch the overflow. Watch the blessing. Watch God. Who? Watch God. Well, come on now. Watch him. Watch him. Watch him. Don't watch what the world is doing. Stay committed to Him. Stay committed to God. Oh my goodness. He told you, be not dismayed. Don't get discouraged. Don't get overwhelmed, y'all. Come on. He got you. You are safe in His arms. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You don't need to worry about the enemy tactics. You don't need to be concerned about that. Just know that all is well with you. All is well with you. Say that. Say it. All is well in my house. I hear y'all. Don't act like you don't ignore me. Y'all better say what I tell you now. All is well in my house. All is well in my marriage. All is well in my finances. Even though it looks bleak, even though it may be a negative in your account, all is well. You got to learn to speak to your problems. Don't allow your problems to speak back at you. Don't catch what ain't yours. Come on now. Lord, I thank you. Because He's ministering to me while I am ministering to y'all. Okay? Beloved, listen. I pray this blessed you. I pray this has encouraged you. I pray this really has came in right on time. Because, you know, as days goes on, you're going to come across, you're going to see on the news some additional things that's going to be added to the list of what is closed or what you cannot do or what needs to be done or what you need to be aware of and all of that. As I said, we definitely need to have some discernment. We need to have some discretion. We need to have some clarity and all those things. Yes, God wants us to be smart. Be resourceful, yes, in terms of the physical bodies and our physical surroundings and all of that, yes. But at the same time, He wants us to also be discreet. Excuse me, and to get into His Word and to allow His Word to govern our lives and to direct us, right? Because the enemy is going to do his best to sway you off the pathway of life. He's going to sway you off the promises of what God said in His Word. Okay? Now, if you have been swaying back and forth, say, God, get me back in alignment with you. Keep me safe from harm, oh God. And His Word would do that. He said He will keep you safe. Psalms 91. I told you the other day, y'all need to read Psalms 91. Get back into your Word. This is the perfect time, y'all, to get back into the Word of God. This is the perfect time, y'all, to start building a relationship with Him. This is the perfect time, y'all, to talk to Him and let Him talk to you. Don't let it be a monologue. Let it be a dialogue, right? That is so true. He wants us to share what's on our hearts, but He also wants us to be still so He can share what's on His heart, that He can show you some things. He can reveal some things to you. Take the time out, right? Enjoy your family while you have them right there. Enjoy your kids, right? Take that time out and create positive memories, y'all. Create good memories. Have fun with each other, right? Be a blessing to one another and be a blessing to others out there as well. Thank God for social media where you can come on live and expose the blessings to others that are in need of it. Because there are people right now, they are discouraged, they are sad, they are not happy. You know what I'm saying? But if they come across your live, if they come across your video of you and your family taking advantage of the time of loving each other, and y'all go ahead and entertain people, you know, and do the things that you enjoy doing as a family, guess what? That's going to come out and it's going to trigger them to start doing something positive with their family. I'm just being honest. take full advantage of the resources, you know, that is available to us, because they can't shut down, you know, social media. Right? They can't shut down social media. You know what I'm saying? And people are taking full advantage of that. And pray over your churches, y'all. Thank you, God, for putting that in my spirit. Pray over your churches. Because I see more and more pastors, you know, and bishops coming on social media and, you know, talking about, the church is going to be closing and all of those things. And, you know, everyone, the majority are following protocol and all of those things or whatnot. And it's still to your discretion for those pastors or bishops if they want to have church and all those things, you know. And that's good, because some churches are still having church, you know, and all of those things like that. And that's okay, you know, that's okay. Don't feel bad if you don't go. You know, as I said before, thank God for social media. Thank God for live streaming. And honestly, that's been going on anyway before the coronavirus came into picture anyway. Some of you have been live streaming, you know, at the comfort of your home for some of you, you know. But, you know, if your church is still open and is going to be open for coming Sundays and whatnot, it, you know, go to church, be blessed. And if you still don't go to church physically, still be blessed, right? But pray over your church, because see, the enemy is trying to shut it down altogether. Come on now, the enemy is trying to shut it down altogether. And the church is the place where it needs to be open and it needs to be alive, because there are a lot of people who are afraid, man. There's a lot of people who are worrying. There's a lot of people who don't know, you know, they are like really petrified of what the future is going to be like. Because, you know, they're already talking about, you know, I came across an article. I don't know how accurate or true that is, that, you know, Trump had said, and that, you know, that the virus is going to probably linger out to throughout the summer to July or August. Now, I don't know how accurate or true that is, you know, but see, God is in control. God is in complete control. And that's something that you have to put that in your mind. God is in control. So if this virus that lingers 2 weeks or six weeks, or if not 6 months, don't fret. Don't be dismayed. Don't get discouraged. Don't become overwhelmed. God is in control, y'all. He got you. He got you. He got you. So listen, y'all, I just want to say thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continue to support. I see you guys coming on and listening to the episodes and whatnot that I have posted these past several days. I appreciate the support, but I pray that you guys are taking it all in. I pray that it is really being food to your spirit, and that you are taking action into getting back into the Word of God and taking full advantage of, being with your family and being with your loved ones, and, you know, and speaking life, you know, to each other, to one another, and even to your extended family members as well. You know, those who are living in a different state right now. I know on via social media that, you know, one of my friends, dear friends, she had posted a map of the United States, and it shows you, where, how many people have been affected with the virus. It gives you numbers, you know, and the numbers are still growing. And I don't know if you have seen that through the news feed on Facebook, but it's up to date and all those things of that nature. So if you have family members that are living, you know, outside of the state that you're living in, go ahead and call them and encourage them, okay? Encourage them, right? And let them know that all is well. All is well. You know, give them some scriptures that you definitely, that you are holding on to, that you believe in, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that it is the word of God that's been keeping you safe, and he's still providing for your family even before the virus came in. But yet he has been doing great and mighty things, and he's still continuing to do that, right? So go ahead and extend that out to your families, to your loved ones. If you have parents that's out of state and they are there are in their 60s and 70s or whatever, please connect with them. Not saying that you haven't done it, but maintain that. Be consistent in connecting and calling your family, your parents, and making sure that all is well with them, you know. And especially if you don't have any siblings that are living in the neighborhood that they are living in right now, definitely contact them and call them and make sure that they are doing well and whatnot, okay? But listen, guys, I definitely want you all to stay encouraged, be encouraged, right? Remember that discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you, okay? And that's in Proverbs 2:11. Right? That's in Proverbs 2:11. Make sure that you put that down in your notes and meditate on that, to get some more additional reading on that particular scripture. And also in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Go ahead and put that down in your in your notes as well. So when you have that time of meditation, that meditation hour or what have you, you can use that as well, in your prayer time. So I definitely want you all to enjoy the day, enjoy your family, invite humor in your household, invite humor in your household, y'all. Learn to laugh. I said the other day, a cheerful heart, it produces good medicine in the soul. So go ahead and have fun. Enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for those listeners, oh God. I pray, oh Lord, that as you minister through me, that the word definitely gets into the heart of your sons and daughters. I pray that they will apply it today and that they will make the changes that need to be made and that they will take full advantage of this time to fellowship with you, to get back into alignment with you, and that they will use your word as the covering over their life, over their marriage, over their household, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, that we will take your word and that we apply it daily. We apply it in our and be nourished in our bodies as well. Help us, oh Lord, to be consistent in your word, oh God. Help us, oh Lord, to be joyful. Help us, oh Lord, to be happy. And even though there's a lot of strife, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of hurt going on around us, but oh Lord, help us not to open up our doors in our hearts and invite that in, because it doesn't belong to us. It doesn't have our name on it, oh God. I know that you are working something mighty, mighty good on our behalf, and it has our name on it. And so we giving you praise already in advance for what you already have established and ready for our lives. We give you praise today, oh Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, oh Lord, for what is to come. I ask you, Father God, to take care of those who already have contracted their virus. Heal them, oh Lord. Cover their families, O Lord. Give them the strength to endure, O Lord. Protect those that are not able to protect themselves, O God, especially the elderly. Cover them, O God. Help those, O God, that are called in the field of medicine as well, Jesus. They have a lot on their hands. They have a lot to deal with, O God, in terms of the patients that's already under their care. Cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because they have a job to do, oh Lord, as well as those officials, those officers. Cover them as well too, God, because they have to come, they got to come in contact with the people that they associate with, the people that they pull on the side of the road, oh God. Cover them as well in the name of Jesus, oh God, as well as the firefighters, all of those who are doing public service. Cover them in the name of Jesus right now. But God, we give you praise. We give you praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.